Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're talking about gingerbread.
Woohoo!
The holiday cookie.
Yay! Okay. I love gingerbread.
Now, if it's a holiday cookie and it's December, we must be talking about Halloween. Oh, Christmas.
What are you talking about? Christmas. December. Halloween is in October.
Yeah. Christmas is in December. And gingerbread is kind of a traditional thing to eat around Christmas time. So that's why it's called the holiday cookie.
Oh, I like the story of the gingerbread man, or the boy.
Oh, yes. The gingerbread man is very, very cute and very delicious.
No, you're not supposed to eat it.
But he's so delicious.
Oh.
And he tastes so good with my coffee.
Oh, poor gingerbread boy.
Anyway, we're going to find out more about gingerbread, where it came from, what it does, who likes it, and how much I'm going to eat.
Don't!
So we'll find out that right now.
They're so cute, I don't want to eat them.
We won't eat them.
Okay.
I'll eat them.
Reading.
Gingerbread, the holiday cookie. Once upon a time, Queen Elizabeth I of England treated her noble dinner guests to a special dessert. Each guest was presented with a gingerbread cookie, which was shaped in their own likeness. Her Majesty's playful gesture caught on with many Europeans. Before long, the gingerbread man became a holiday icon for the masses. Gingerbread is a baked cookie, which is flavored with ginger and sweetened with molasses. Spices such as nutmeg and cinnamon are commonly included in stronger tasting recipes. Europeans discovered the recipe in the 10th century, but it was rare and expensive at that time. Therefore, baking gingerbread was reserved for holiday celebrations and eventually became associated with Christmas. Over the years, gingerbread culture has flourished. During the holidays, bakers construct entire edible scenes with animals, trees, and houses like the famous one in Hansel and Gretel. Yet, since gingerbread cookies are easy to bake and decorate, many people make them at home. The only hard part is resisting the temptation to devour the cookies before you get to show them off.
Okay, so a story begins the way all great stories begin. Once upon a time, Queen Elizabeth I of England treated her noble dinner guests to a special dessert. Well, that's interesting because we often use once upon a time for like a fairy tale, right?
Yeah.
Like Snow White, Cinderella. But this is a real queen, Queen Elizabeth I of England. She was the Queen of England in the 1500s.
Okay,
I think she had red hair and a white face, and her father was Henry VIII, the one who married all those ladies and cut their heads off. So she was the daughter. That's why, of course, she was the queen when her father died, Queen Elizabeth I of England, very famous queen. She treated her noble dinner guests to a special dessert. Well, that's very nice of her. What is it to treat somebody to something?
Okay. 哦，当我们要用招待人 ，OK， 什么东西的话，我们可以用 treat somebody to something。像是呢，我们可以说 treat Mike to dinner。
Thank you.
Okay, that was just an example. 就是说我想要请 Mike 去吃这个晚餐。那另外呢，如果你这是非常海派的人，常常会说，哎，这一趟我请。你也可以用 it's my treat, it's on me, my treat。OK, 来表示哦。那当然了，平常如果你要帮别人这个付账啦，请客啦，你也可以用 buy something like a drink or lunch or dinner. Yeah, so like, let me buy you a drink.
OK, and then after that, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Nice, OK. And Queen Elizabeth I treated her noble dinner guests to a special dessert. This word dessert is spelled D-E-S-S-E-R-T. Okay, dessert 呢，如果当饭后甜点的话呢，注意哦，它的拼法是有两个 S， 但是呢，有的人常常把它写错了，就是写成 desert， 可是这另外一个字呢是 desert， 指的就是沙漠。So don't get these two words confused.
That's right. Desert is delicious.
Yeah.
Desert is just a lot of hot sand.
Gross.
And that's not delicious.
No.
No.Okay, so the noble guests, of course, would be powerful, important people,、
yes.
the kind of people who could eat dinner with the queen, right?
So these
are very lords and ladies and knights、
nice.
And things like that. Each guest was presented with a gingerbread cookie, which was shaped in their own likeness.
Oh,
wow.
How sweet.
That's very special. Yeah, exactly.、
Okay.
If something is in someone's likeness,、
right?
it looks like them.So if you see a statue of someone or a painting of someone、
mm-hmm.
and it's in a person's likeness, that just means it looks like that person.、
Mm.
Right? So imagine getting a cookie that looks like you.
Wow, I want one.、
Cookie.
But、yes. then I don't want to eat it. I want to keep it.
It's true, you're kind of eating your own face.
Yeah, that's kind of...scary. Okay,、
yeah.
所以其实呢好玩的是呢哇这个女王呢她好像个性蛮活泼可爱的哦她竟然呢就请了这来的她的贵宾们一个 gingerbread cookie, 就是这个姜饼。可是姜饼长得像这个就是自己就是比如说我拿到长得像跟我一样的一个姜饼哦。Okay, I want to ask you a question, Mike.
Okay.
What kind of cookies do you like besides gingerbread cookies?
Delicious cookies.、
Right.
I guess my favorite would be chocolate chip cookies.
Same!
Those
we
are
should
really
get,
good.
Yeah, we should get some chocolate cookies.
That's
chocolate
a great
chip cookies、
idea.
Later.
Also, peanut butter cookies could be really good.
Right.
Yeah,
Have you seen like really interesting、shapes of cookies?
Well,
like,
we used to make shaped、
right?
cookies around、
mm-hmm.
Christmas. We would have、
oh.
bells or you'd have like a、
oh,
present、
right.
or a little reindeer or、
mm,
something like that.
That is so cute.
It's always fun, but you do feel a little weird when you're eating the head of the gingerbread man or、
I
know,
want
the,
a teddy bear shaped cookie.
The legs of the teddy bear.、
Yeah.
It feels a little strange, so...Most cookies, of course, the shape will be round.
Yeah,
right? That's、
course.
Sort of like a normal cookie shape.、
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, Her Majesty's playful gesture caught on with many Europeans. Her Majesty, okay, is what you call a king or a queen.
Right.
Your Majesty. His Majesty、
hmm.
would be a king, of course.
Of course.
Since Elizabeth was a woman, she is Her Majesty. So it's just another way of saying the queen.The Queen or Her Majesty's playful gesture caught on with many Europeans, okay? Something playful is fun.、
Mm.
You're doing it just for fun. You're doing it not in a serious way or、
yeah.
in a way that's like really important for some reason.
Not serious.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
You know, so if I do that, I'm not angry. I'm not hitting Laura. It's a playful little hit because it doesn't hurt. Did that hurt?
It didn't, but,
okay,
but I don't like it.
A little bit playful. It was a gesture. What is a gesture?
Okay, 其实呢我们先来看一下 gesture 这个字哦就是姿势啊或者呢有时候它可以表示手势所以常常我们会用 hand gestures 来表示手势 or body gestures.OK, 就是这个肢体的一些动作。那刚刚一开始前面的课我们有看到 Her Majesty。那有时候呢如果我们讲国王陛下就要用 His Majesty or the King's Majesty。那这里当然是指女王陛下对不对那这个她的女王呢她的行为有点 playful。Playful 就是刚刚 Mike 在跟我在那边开玩笑啊 just do something for fun, 就是比较爱玩的啊这样子的感觉。那像她这样子的一个行为也就是说她做了一个长得像她的贵宾的样子。的这个姜饼呢啊马上呢就在这个欧洲人当中呢就非常的受欢迎那这里我们就看到了 catch on 这个片语表示受欢迎变得非常流行这样子的意思啦
Mm-hmm. And before long the gingerbread man became a holiday icon for the masses well so it was very popular as you said it caught on、
right.
a lot of people heard about it、
mm-hmm.
said hey we can do that、
yeah.
sounds like funLet's try too. Before long means in a very short time. So before a long time.、
Right.
Of course, if it's a long time, well, then it's many years later. If it's before long, then it's just a short time. So in a short time, the gingerbread man became a holiday icon. Okay, an icon is something very important, a sort of important symbol of、
yes.
something. All right, so we have lots of icons around our holidays. When you see a certain thing, you think of... a certain special holiday.
Yes, we do. Okay, before long 就是不久呢，哇，这个姜饼呢就变成一个这个表示某一个假期，当然就是像 Christmas 这样子的一个 icon。icon 通常就是一个标，是一个图标，让你一看到呢就联想到什么的非常重要的 symbol。Okay, 一个图样。For example, like when we see the pumpkin, we、mm-hmm. would think of
Halloween.
That's right.、Mm-hmm. Yeah.、Mm-hmm. Okay.、Mm-hmm. And Easter bunnies or Easter eggs for Easter, right?
Easter, sure.、Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, we also saw the word the masses. That just means people, the public, right?
Right.
就是平民啊群众这样子的意思。
Sort of normal people, the average English person.
Yeah.
At that time, they got to do this too. They started to give gingerbread away at Christmas as well. Gingerbread, what is it? It's a baked cookie which is flavored with ginger and sweetened with molasses.、
Ooh.
Okay, so it's a baked cookie, of course. Most cookies are baked,、uh-huh. right? You put it in an oven, like when you bake bread or bake a cake. It's flavored with ginger, so we actually use the ginger plant、mm-hmm. inside. They use ginger a lot in Chinese cooking, right?
In
soups and things like that.、
Yeah.
It can be good for you if you have a cold or something.And it's also sweetened with molasses. Of course, cookies must be sweet. When we put sugar in something、to make it more sweet, we can use this verb, to sweeten. So I like、to sweeten my coffee with a spoon of sugar, you could say, for example. In this case, though, they didn't use sugar, they used molasses.
Okay. 所以呢，当然我们知道姜饼里面一定有姜 ginger, 但是呢，它也有点甜甜的味道，对不对？因为呢，它是 sweetened with molasses. Sweeten 就是使变甜，那 molasses 呢，其实就是糖蜜、糖浆的意思咯。So spices such as nutmeg and cinnamon, I like cinnamon, are commonly included in stronger tasting recipes. Okay, 所以里面呢，我们还有这个 nutmeg, 就是肉豆蔻，还有呢，其实在有很多的甜品当中也会用到这个 cinnamon。当然就是肉桂啦，像我们吃的 donuts, 甜甜圈里面也有 cinnamon 哦。Okay, and we also mentioned stronger tasting.、其实就是口味比较重一点，比较浓。就是如果你喜欢姜饼味比较重，当然你就可能会加一些刚刚提到的姜啊，或者是一些肉桂的味道，这样口味就比较浓厚哦。那 recipe 呢，其实通常就是指像是煮一些 cookies 啊，或是一些食物的一些烹饪的方法或是食谱这样的意思。I like to collect recipes for cookies or pumpkin soup. I love pumpkin soup.
Oh, okay. Do you have a good recipe for gingerbread that you use sometimes?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No, well, I don't.
Okay.
If I needed one, I guess I'd ask my mom. I remember she made gingerbread well.
That's nice.
So she must have a recipe.
Maybe you could get her to email me.
I could ask her to do that. Sure,、
right.
absolutely.Well, it wasn't just the English people, of course, who loved gingerbread. It says Europeans discovered the recipe in the 10th century, but it was rare and expensive at that time.
Oh.
So it seems gingerbread had been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Europeans, of course, in the continent of Europe, they found it in the 10th century. That's a long, long time ago. But it was rare. Something rare is hard to find.Okay, I guess they didn't have a lot of ginger in Europe. It came from Asia. It was probably cost a lot. As it says, it was expensive. So I guess most normal people couldn't really taste gingerbread for a long time.
Okay, 所以其实当时呢，不是每一个人都可以吃到 gingerbread, 因为它很 rare, 就是稀有的。Therefore, baking gingerbread was reserved for holiday celebrations and eventually became associated with Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Now, reserved...OK, 就是表示呢留作专用的，所以他后来呢就是觉得说好吧，那就是在这个 holiday 的时候呢，假期的时候来庆祝的话，我们就把这个姜饼预留在那个时候再做。 Associated with 就是把什么跟什么联系在一起。 And that's a shortcut for you phrase. Let's take a look.
Alright.
Shortcut for you.
So, are you ready for your world tour?
I am! I can't wait to take cute and funny photos everywhere I go.
Be careful. Some hand signals are associated with bad meanings around the world.
Did you say hated? I don't want everyone to hate me.
Associated with means connected with.
You mean 与什么什么产生联想 I got it now.
Be careful, in the Middle East, that's associated with a very rude expression.
Well, I'm going to watch soccer in Brazil, so it's okay.
No, that's associated with a different bad expression in Brazil.
Oh my, I can't remember what meaning hand signs are associated with around the world. I'll just keep my hands in my pockets.
Good idea.
Okay, so it says over the years, gingerbread culture has flourished. Yeah, we're talking about it today.
Yeah.
It's still popular. If something flourishes, it does well. It grows and spreads and it lives a very strong life. During the holidays, bakers construct entire edible scenes with animals, trees, and houses.Like the famous one in Hansel and Gretel. It's true. Gingerbread is easy to sort of build with. So they will make castles or little towns or farms or things like that. And of course, since it's gingerbread, since it's a cookie, it's edible. Something edible is something that you can eat. All right.
That's true.
For example, if you're walking in the forest, someone might say, hey, those mushrooms are edible. We can eat those ones. But those ones, those will make you sick. So anything that you can eat is edible.
OK, 所以 edible 呢就是可食的。那相信大家都有看到呢在这个 Christmas 的时候呢哇都会到处有姜饼屋对不对或者是像是 Hansel and Gretel 刚刚提到就是很有名的糖果屋这个故事啊我们就会看到哇这个整个房子或是一些很重要的一些布景啊都是用这个姜饼做的。Yet, since gingerbread cookies are easy to bake and decorate, many people make them at home. The only hard part is resisting the temptation to devour the cookies before you get to show them off.
That's right. To resist something is to sort of fight against it. The temptation
is
because the gingerbread cookies are delicious. They want you to eat them. But you must be strong. You must resist them so you can finish them first. Because then you want to share them with your friends.
Okay, 所以当然要小心哦。当你做完这个姜饼的时候千万不要贪吃吧吃光光。因为一般人都无法抗拒 resist, 就是抗拒的意思这个姜饼美食的诱惑。Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today. Let's now go to our free chat.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, Mike, here's our For You Chat question.
Yes.
What is your favorite holiday treat?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Christmas holidays?
Oh, yeah, it could be anything really.
Okay, let's see. Pumpkin pie.
Yummy!
It's really good. You talked about pumpkin soup.
Right.
But pumpkin pie can be good. In Canada, though, we have a special sweet treat we often would eat at Christmas.Nanaimo bars.
What are those?
Nanaimo bars.
N-A-N-A-I-M-O
bars. B-A-R-S, like chocolate bars. They're kind of like a chocolate bar. It's kind of like a cookie. It's got chocolate. It's got some sort of sweet sugar and some kind of cake at the bottom. So it's three layers. Really good. Nanaimo bars. If you're ever in Canada...Go to a bakery and look for them.
I'm going to talk about, I don't really like chocolate, I mean Christmas pudding.
Oh no?
No, I think I'll pass on that holiday treat.
Christmas pudding is a little strange.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a chat about what is your favorite holiday treat. And yeah, that's all the time we have today.
That's right.
See you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Gingerbread, the holiday cookie. Once upon a time, Queen Elizabeth I of England treated her noble Derna guests to a special dessert.Each guest was presented with a gingerbread cookie, which was shaped in their own likeness. Her Majesty's playful gesture caught on with many Europeans. Before long, the gingerbread man became a holiday icon for the masses. Gingerbread is a baked cookie, which is flavored with ginger and sweetened with molasses. Spices such as nutmeg and cinnamon.Are commonly included in stronger tasting recipes. Europeans discovered the recipe in the 10th century, but it was rare and expensive at that time. Therefore, baking gingerbread was reserved for holiday celebrations and eventually became associated with Christmas. Over the years, gingerbread culture has flourished. During the holidays, bakers construct entire edible scenes with animals, trees, and houses like the famous one in Hansel and Gretel. Yet, since gingerbread cookies are easy to bake and decorate, many people make them at home. The only hard part is resisting the temptation to devour the cookies before you get to show them off.
Vocabulary Review.
Gesture. Giving a bottle of wine to the host of a party is a typical gesture of kindness. Masses. Television allows the masses to all enjoy the same entertainment. Rare. Gold is a rare material, so it is quite valuable. Reserve. This table by the window is reserved, but you can sit somewhere else. Edible. The hikers found some edible plants and mushrooms in the forest. Resist. High walls were built around the city to resist any attack by the enemy.